the coronavirus pandemic has mostly prevented theater artists from doing what they do best, gathering people for shared, live, in-person experiences. But one Pittsburgh troupe has an innovative solution, a festival of theater by mail. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
After the pandemic shuttered theaters last year, a New York-based group called the Orchard Project gathered international artists for a series of online workshops about how to continue creating work. Most groups chose to pursue various online experiences, like plays via Zoom. But the Pittsburgh-based troupe Real-Time Interventions had other ideas.
Can it go beyond Zoom?
That's Real-Time Artistic Director Molly Rice.
Can we do better, or can we do things that are, more interesting than that?
Real Time decided to explore theater by mail. It ended up curating a whole festival involving a dozen groups from around the country. The U.S. Postal Service has struggled financially in recent years, but Rice says the festival called Post Theatrical shows why old-fashioned mail still matters.
And it really opened up a conversation about analog technologies of communication and what they provide us that's different from our digital screen-based forms of communication.
Real Time's own project is titled The Birth of Paper. It's a complex hybrid of live performance, online experiences, and the mail. The show connects ticket buyers to an audience in Beirut, Lebanon, still struggling with the aftermath of the explosion that devastated their city last August. Online, audiences will watch a live performance from Beirut, scripted by Rice. Participants in Beirut will receive gifts handmade by Pittsburgh crafters. After the performance, members of that Beirut audience will write to Rice herself and can opt to begin a correspondence with others who watched online.
We are exploring what you can do when you can connect with someone tactily through an actual letter, through an actual object that's sent in the mail.
The post-theatrical festival also includes a Pittsburgh-based project that lets audiences correspond with a real-life historical figure, Mary Fields, or Stagecoach Mary. She was born into slavery, but in 1895 she became the first black woman to work as an independent stagecoach driver for the U.S. Postal Service. The show is titled Black Mary, says Shonda McDill of Damascus Theater.
It's meant to give people a glimpse into her life and her story and who she was.
Black Mary is highly interactive. Ticket holders will receive writing prompts from Mary, written by the show's playwright. McDill calls them messages of healing and liberation drawn from Mary's adventuresome life. For 1 month, they'll be asked to keep a journal and submit what they write. Those writings will be incorporated into dramatized videos about Mary that will air in June.
We're not just asking people to go on the journey with us. We're actually going on their journey and seeing what we learn about them as participants and ticket buyers.
Audiences can even opt to receive, by mail of course, a satchel of items Mary might have used, from medicinal herbs to beef jerky.
This is not therapy, but it is an opportunity for people to take a journey that could land them in a better place, in a place of healing, and them feeling more liberated than they did when they started.
Across the country, other groups have found success with theater by mail projects. In South Carolina, a project called Artistic Stamp is now launching its third round of productions. It features science fiction, romances, and historical stories where audience members assume roles, then correspond with actors working largely from scripts. West Heiler is a co-artistic director.
We say it's like a mix between, role-playing, choose-your-own-adventure, and immersive theater.
Artistic Stamp has succeeded in getting audiences to tell highly personal stories. Heiler says some 6,000 letters have been sent and received through the project since September.
I think we've realized how in need of connection people are right now during this pandemic, how hungry they are for it, how necessary it is.
Tickets for most post-theatrical shows remain. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.